am not presently able to get any satisfaction. And man, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to do about it.
I brought you some coffee. That might help.
Yeah, that does help, man. Yeah. Liquid jet fuel, black coffee. I love it.
I was at Starbucks and they fill up the black coffee right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. So I was standing there waiting for my chocolate drink.
You have the exact opposite looking drink of mine. Yes, mine is agreed. Just black nothing. Mm-hmm. And yours, it looks like a
chocolate shake.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Shake, exactly.
So I was standing there and a woman was coming up and looking for her drinks. Mm-hmm. You know, and you move the cup so you can see whose name it is.
Maybe lick the top a little.
And the first one she came for was the one that was right in front of me. And I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, that's mine.
Hands off. Really?
And she still grabbed it.
No, it's mine.
And looked it.
No, it's mine.
And looked.
Oh, really? She didn't believe you?
Yes.
She just thought you were lying. Did she? Wow.
And I said...
You don't have a very trustworthy face, I
said,
guess.
What's the name on it? And she said, Kevin. And I was like...
Are you Kevin? You don't look like a Kevin,
would have been
lady.
Hilarious if she said yes and took the coffee.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
So you almost didn't get coffee.
Thank you for fighting for my right to drink coffee, dude. Thank you.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Right-o.
We? Give me five.
Yeah. Yesterday was songs with of, O-F in the title. Now O-F-F already. Off.
Off.
Is going to be the... Got to have the word off in it somewhere.
We have the People Are Dumb on the show today.
People Are Dumb.
Your favorite TV theme song.
Yeah. You know, I saw someone talking about this on the intraweb, that series of tubes, and like immediately mash the original theme from the movie and the TV show.
Really?
Of mine. I love that song. And the Mod Squad. So I thought we should ask everybody, what's your favorite TV show theme?
I have a very strong one.
Yeah?
Because I find it hilarious.
You going to tell us at four?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Cool.
One American Dollar, Who's Naked Now is next, and the KLOS name game.
Yeah. $5,100 now. That's insane.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
That is the latest thing from Slash from his new album, Orgy of the Damned.
Slash not singing.
No, actually, nope. Brian Johnson from AC/DC singing, and that was, I believe, Steven Tyler on the harmonica. He has joined them as well. It's quite the dream team.
What a super group.
Right?
Wow.
And it's a blues cover that he has got, this album, actually, Orgy of the Damned. So he got Brian Johnson from AC/DC and Steven Tyler there, and he was taking on the famous Howlin' Wolf song, Killing Floor, for the first release.
I love that.
Yeah? Nice. Oh, this is horrifying.
I love this.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
Fort Myers police arrest nude woman for arson at church.
Oh, wow. There's a lot to unpack and undress in that one.
She has been arrested for setting a fire at a church. When the police arrived, they detained her, and they frisked her, and they put her in the police
they
car.
They frisked her naked body?
I guess. I guess. I was assuming that they frisked her because she had a way of starting a fire then in the police car.
Oh, no way!
So she's sitting in the back of the police car, and she starts another fire in the door of the police car.
Wow, so in the car that she could easily be trapped in.
Yes.
Is she related or friends with Trash from Trashy, Trash Can from The Stand?
I don't know, that's a great question.
Could be his girlfriend, man.
They found 42-year-old Taylor Nicole Pyatt. Naked, put her in the car. She started a fire in the car's door pen.
Let's go back to the church, though. So first of all, she goes up to the church and she tried to set it on fire.
Right. Well, I don't even know how you would start that. I don't know why.
I usually want to start in the pews. I mean, I don't know. I wonder how you would.
I mean, it seems like it would be sort of difficult. And she didn't get it going much, so they put it out pretty easily.
So they put it out, they put her in the back of the car, and then
It says she had been searched prior. However, police believe she may have hidden the lighter somewhere that officers would not find it.
And a quick frisk out on the street.
I wonder where that could be.
I can't begin to imagine. That's how far did the fire go? How much of the car was burned up?
Not much. I don't even know what she lit on fire in the back of the police car because...
Right.
You don't have clothes.
Well, no, this has got to be a first. Who has ever set fire to a car that they... Because those doors are locked,
right,
man.
And you're everything's
in.
Rubber back
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a genius.
How you feeling, Kevin? You happy?
Good. I'm good, yeah.
You a happy man?
Yeah.
You enjoy living in these United States of America?
I could, no. I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, it seems to
right
be
a
kind of the general, it's kind of weird. There was a study done. It's done every year. We talked about this last year as well. The happiest countries in the world.
Yes.
And for the first time in a very long time, if ever, the America, USA, USA, has dropped out of the top 20.
Top 20?
We're not even in the top 20 anymore.
I thought you were going to say top 10.
No, top 20. Isn't that crazy? But I mean, you know, everybody, all us and them and all the chaos and everything going on. I can't imagine why.
But, I think I agree with that. I mean, it's not our best time.
So what are the top 20 or the top 10? I'm hoping you can get, I'm hoping you can't guess them, so I don't have to give you a dollar bill. The top 10 happiest countries in the world. This is a study where they're like, you know, quality of life and whether or not, you know, they take care of the old folk and whether or not you're likely to get stabbed when you go out to get milk. That sort
sure.
of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Because people go out to get milk a lot.
Oh, yeah, and get stabbed on a regular basis.
That happens. Here's all I know is that we've done this list before, and it seems like Finland is annoyingly always number one.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I quite want to be is number one
it
on the list again. Yeah, I think it's been on for like 50 years or something.
All right, now I'm out.
You got five more guesses and one American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com. Most of these, I think when you hear them, they're not going to surprise you. But there's one on here that I'm like, somebody paid somebody off.
Haiti.
The other one, Haiti?
No. That's just a joke.
Ah, it's so peaceful and happy.
What are some other Scandinavian countries?
I think I guessed Honduras last time we played this.
I think you did.
I thought it was nice there now. And I'm like, oh, wait, no. What am I thinking?
What are some other Scandinavian? Sweden?
Sweden is number
yes.
four. The Swedish eagle would be happy to hear.
All right.
10 points for everybody who knows who that is.
Yeah, no kidding.
By the way, he's going to be showing up at OC down in Huntington Beach. He's going to be doing a thing with Richard Blade on Saturday if you want to go hang out with Richard Blade and Swedish Eagle and Huntington Beach. Find them on social for more details.
Happiest countries.
Yeah.
Canada?
Canada would be on my definite guess list, but no, it isn't. Boo.
I don't think the UK usually makes that list.
I thought this was the UK.
Maybe Ireland?
Ireland. Have you visited Ireland?
Yes,
yeah, I love Ireland.
It.
You said everybody was
couldn't
super
love it
nice.
More. Yeah.
And, like it was just a really friendly chill. That's what I hear from everybody.
It was the best.
So it's kind of a surprise that it isn't on the list of the top 10 happiest countries on this planet.
Boom.
What a load of crap.
Are there any in South America?
You're asking someone who couldn't find South America on a map, so I can't really help you with that.
I think they're usually Scandinavian and European.
Those of us who didn't bother showing up to school most of the time.
So maybe Italy?
Italy. Man, I would think it isn't. I guess you got one more guess. You can't win now, which is a bummer.
Wow.
This dollar is taunting
that
you,
went
sir.
South quickly. I got two straight.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, be quiet out there.
There's a lot of noise out there. What the hell?
You're doing something
in
here.
Partying in the hallway.
I'm trying to win a dollar.
There's a dollar on the line, damn it.
Denmark.
Denmark. Hey, Denmark is on the list.
Woo!
But now you're out of guesses.
Oh.
Australia is number 10.
Is that right?
They just love it down under.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Nope. Switzerland, I would have guessed only because I actually spent a tiny bit of time there and... It's a very weird place. Super weird. And that's what everyone was saying, how happy they were. Luxembourg is on the list.
Oh, I wouldn't have come up with that in a million years.
You were coming up with this general region, Norway.
Norway!
And the Netherlands.
Netherlands, yep. Of course!
Now, here's the one I think somebody paid somebody off, because what? Israel is number 5.
Israel?
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean,
things are pretty
chaotic
cool
and insane. Yeah,
wow.
Nice and chill. Let's see.
This is for this year?
Yes.
Wow.
Sweden? Iceland is number 3.
Iceland.
Denmark and Finland, those two you got. So, yeah,
so no
pretty
dollar.
Good. So,
all right.
Which of those are we going to move to?
I'll take it. Any of them?
Israel, let's go.
What's happening?
Our pretend producer, who doesn't get paid anything but gives us so much information and whatnot, says this is his favorite TV theme ever.
Is that right?
Yeah, season 3 specifically. of Lost in Space. John Williams wrote this.
Did he really?
For Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all that other stuff. Yeah. I was talking with somebody online and we were talking about your favorite TV themes. Are you fascinated with TV themes or did you give a rat's ass?
I have a favorite.
You do?
I have one clear favorite.
Oh, yeah?
And pot up my machine because I'm going to play it for
you. Okay, do it. Let's hear
it. This is, it's a story. It's a story song.
Okay.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade in the Los Angeles
security. Sure.
Today, still wanted by the government,
still
they survive
wanted by the
as
government.
Soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem,
if you have a problem,
if no one else can help.
I do.
And if you can find,
you can find
maybe
them.
You can
right,
hide.
there's the hard part.
The A-Team.
The what now?
The A-Team.
What is that?
Oh, so good.
Big show of some sort?
That's so good.
You know how much this right here, this part, is sampled in like dance music, rave music? Yeah.
No,
it's
I
like
didn't know that.
A popular thing.
Oh, that's pretty
yeah,
great.
They put all sorts of weird ass beats under it and everything. I will say that last one was Scott's favorite, yours favorite. This is my favorite. I love this theme.
The Mod Squad?
Yeah. Peggy Lipton.
Yeah,
loves
that's a
her.
Good theme.
Solid.
The
it sounds
mods.
Terrible on here, but yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
It's so 60s, man.
Yeah.
I always love this theme.
So we're going to take your calls.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Your favorite TV show intros. They don't do them anymore for the most part.
And I have to say, I kind of like it. Like, they'll be just like, was it Breaking Bad? I don't remember which one. Just had like 3 seconds. No, Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Just like 3 seconds of audio, and then they get right to the show. And I sort of appreciate that, but I do miss the theme.
The terrible sounding theme for the Mod
theme.
Squad?
Yeah, that
for
really
a minute
sounds
and a half.
Awful. Yeah, exactly. So give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. What's your
favorite TV theme song?
Mammoth WVH, that is Epiphany. He has a credit now, not a TV show theme credit, but he played the guitar in Barbie. He was the actual solo guitarist for that particular
Who
song.
Knew?
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's
actually.
A crazy thing to be known for.
Yeah, now maybe he can do a TV show theme.
We are talking about your favorite TV theme songs. What do you got?
Beretta.
Beretta.
Do
great.
The time. Don't do
Don't
the crime.
Go to bed with the price on your head.
That was actually released as a single, I think.
Was it?
It did fairly well. I think so.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right on, man.
Crazy.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Mine is White Shadow.
White Shadow.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah, remember that? The basketball?
Yep.
In high school? Okay.
Very cool. Thank you, man. People always do have strong opinions about the theme songs to TV shows.
Yep.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Yeah, my name's Don.
And your favorite TV show theme?
Theme from Miami Vice.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it so much.
Is it going to bump your A-Team favorite?
No.
Nope.
No, but I love it.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you doing? This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Favorite TV theme song?
My favorite is Hawaii Five-0.
That is a good one.
That is a great one.
That's a great one. I used to love that. That was released as a single. I have that on 45, weirdly. Sadly.
Nerd.
I guess, yeah. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sorgo.
Yo.
We love you guys.
Thank you. Favorite TV theme song?
Dukes of Hazzard, and the other one's Knight Rider. But there were so many awesome ones in the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s is when they were the biggest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely got to be the best.
I just wanted to call and talk to you guys. Long time fan.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
Appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sorgo.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, my favorite TV theme, Love American Style.
Right. I would
Love
watch American. It every time, but I was such a little kid, I didn't really know what was going on for the show, so I just watched the opening theme song.
Yeah.
What a nerd you are.
Wander back into my bedroom.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
This is not boding well for you.
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite TV theme song. We're talking about your favorite TV theme songs. You have one?
I just got here. I don't know if anybody said this yet, but mine was Get Smart and Mr. Ed.
Get Smart. I forgot about that.
I can go with Get Smart for sure. Mr. Ed. Wow, that's... that's a weird one, man.
That is a strange one.
Yeah. Horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Unless, of course.
There you go.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm going to take you way back. How about,
what?
I don't know what's happening.
Did you forget?
I did.
You took it so far back, you don't remember.
Rawhide.
All right.
Rawhide.
There you go.
God, oh, my God. Run him in. Run him out. Run him out. Rawhide.
pie.
Hey, yeah, you know, the Dead Kennedys cover is particularly pleasing.
Thank you, Ben.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, it's Jenny from Woodland Hills.
Hi, Jenny Woodland Hills. Your favorite TV theme song?
It is Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, I had a friend who would go around singing that at school all the time.
What's wrong with you and your friends?
Singing. Oh, ask my friend Kevin.
Definitely catchy song for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, totally. True. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Miami Vice.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Did love it, too.
Theme.
I don't know if I can play it again. Should we play it again?
Good
Kevin
choice.
Kevin agrees with you. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. Hey. Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Favorite TV theme song?
The Nanny, and I know all the words to it.
Can you sing it?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go for it.
Really? I'm going to do it on the radio?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Oh, man. She was working in the bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. Was she to do or was she to go? She's out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield store, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl
yay,
was the
okay, I think we're good.
Yeah, we've heard it.
I think that's fine.
Listen, we've
thank
heard
you very
enough.
Much. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
We're good. We're good. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite TV theme song.
And be ready to sing it. We might ask you to.
Correct.
Hi. My name is Jesus from Lake Elsinore.
All right, Jesus, favorite TV theme song?
The CSI song, the Who song.
Oh, the yeah, Who, yeah, yeah. Who are you?
I love that.
That is good.
Yeah, that was a really good use of that song. I mean, when you think about what the theme of the show is, that
agreed.
Was brilliant, yeah. Actually. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The Jeffersons.
Yeah, I love the Jeffersons.
Yeah,
theme.
That was great.
100%.
Agreed.
Moving on up.
Now we up in the big league.
Yep. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Favorite TV theme song?
China Beach.
Wow, I don't remember that
what
one.
What is China Beach?
Yeah, what's sing it for us. Hum it.
No.
Are you being kidnapped?
That was my heart.
Give me five. In a row with Kevin's logo.
Yesterday we did songs with of, OF,
and
in the title.
Today we're adding an F. Put
O-F-F,
another
F. Off.
Why does that crack me up?
I don't know.
It's just,
for sure.
I don't either. Donna's is going to start it off. Take it off. If you can think of anything with off in the title, give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Or hit us up at Kevin and the Slogo.
It's give me five songs with off in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how about Get Off of My Cloud?
Hey, you.
Yes.
Get Off of My Cloud. I like it.
It's not two for Tuesday, but you got two in a row there from the Stones because they like the word off.
We're doing give me five songs with off in the title. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Hey, this is Gilbert. I'm back. I got a good song.
Let's hear it.
It's All Out of Love by Air Supply.
That's of, not off.
That is of. Also, it's Air Supply.
As a result, we have a phrase for you that has off at the end of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's f- off. That's, yeah. Yes.
My feelers.
Literally just today, someone sent me a picture of a t-shirt they were wearing that said, I forgot what 8 was for. That was a great one. A lot of people asked for that one. U2T, Kirk, and Reptar all wanted to hear Kiss Off.
We're doing give me five songs with off in the title. We have A Little Bit Off by Five Finger Death Punch.
And who's that for?
Frequent contributor Blended Emotions.
Oh, right on, Blended. Here you go. I haven't run into that one in a long time.
Love me some Bad Religion.
Yeah, hell yeah, absolutely. Who was that for?
Better Off Dead for Brian on Twitter.
Right on, Brian.
And then Bluebird wants to hear, we're doing Give Me Five Songs with Off in the title. Take Off by Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You know, I had it sitting here. I was going to play it. Nobody had asked for it. I was going to move on, but I really wanted to play it.
I mean, you could have moved on. Still, it's not too late.
No. Who is it?
Bluebird.
Bluebird. We won't let Bluebird down. Here you go.
All day. Good day.
Any day is a good day when you get to play Bob and Doug McKenzie on the radio.
Who's singing on that?
That was Geddy.
Lee. It's Geddy.
Yeah, man. Crazy, right?
Great.
Yeah.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Nice.
It's this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Or
you can do some hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Who's this?
What's up, Doug? It's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, you ready for some hockey slang?
Heck yeah.
All right. What does it mean when they have an A on their jersey?
The assistant captain's role.
That is correct.
Woo! Well done. Check you out.
Let's go.
Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else could get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you just got them for free. Well done.
H-E double hockey sticks. You guys rock. I appreciate it.
People are dumb.
Fact.
When you're a dumb dumb.
Yep.
Kevin and Slugger. Fact. They ought to know.
Man arrested after urinating on police station.
So many places in the world you could urinate.
Right?
But you choose the cop house.
He went to the police station to ask them a question.
Okay.
Came out of the police station.
Didn't get his question answered?
Don't know. Doesn't say.
Okay.
And just needed to pee.
You know what? It's time to release the dragon.
So the police officers came out and they go, you know, we have cameras out here. It's a police station. You understand that we can see you doing that.
What's a camera?
He said, I didn't think anyone could see me.
Well, I just had to go, and you don't have any... Oh, you do have restrooms in there. I didn't think about that.
He got arrested for indecent exposure. Outside the police station.
It was pretty decent.
I love him.
What a... Come on.
LOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown, Friday, June 21st at Honda Center, featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It's going to be an epic night of rock. Tickets go on sale Friday, which is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at HondaCenter.com. But KLOS listeners can access the presale right now using the code word METAL, M-E-T-A-L.
Do it.
And
you want to go.
Win your way in by listening to Heidi and Frank.
That's right. And do that, too. You know, just do all of it right now.
It is time for what we learned. In Who's Naked Now, a woman was arrested for trying to set a church on fire. Naked. And when the police detained her, they put her in the back of the police car. She started another fire.
She actually started a fire in the back seat of the police car.
My question is, if she was naked when they put her in, where was the lighter?
That, I don't want to ponder that.
You do.
I'm going to go home and not think about that. And pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You got some comedy to do tonight, young
Kevin.
I'm
not doing the comedy so much as I'm just sort of hosting.
I'm not
even really hosting. It is my blue shirt comedy night, powered by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers tonight at the world famous Laugh Factory.
You should really come down because it's always a very good time, right?
It is fun, yeah. Kira Saltanovich is going to be there, Jeff Garcia, Jamie Kennedy, and Paul Rodriguez.
Who was here in the studio with us yesterday. He was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool.
And it's going to be hosted by Fraser Smith. It is tonight at the world famous Laugh Factory.
And you can get tickets right now and show up. What time does it start?
7:45.
All right, so be there tonight, Laugh Factory.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
A name game.
$5,100. If you're caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, you can play.
Purple Haze, that's got to be the number one name for smoke shops across the U.S.
Yeah, we guess so.
You can buy a lot of purple sticky with this cash we want to give away right now.
We should give it away right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
The name game.
The name game.
For $5,100, KLOS, who's this?
This is John Napoleon.
John, you're caller 25.
Awesome. What can I do? What's the deal?
Oh, no. It's the KLOS name game worth $5,100. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses, I'm guessing you're paying close attention to the game, were Garfield and Snoopy, and that's wrong. So, John, for $5,100, what do you think we're looking for?
The Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther.
Doo-dun, doo-dun. I remember playing that theme song just the other day here when someone guessed that.
Yeah, doo-dun, true.
Doo-dun, doo-dun,
incorrect. Doo-dun, doo-dun, doo-dun. Sorry, but thank you for trying.
Yeah, and John, thanks for helping pushing it up to $5,200. That's awesome.
You got it, buddy. KLOS rock.
Take care, dude. And sometime between 4 and 5,
yep,
your next chance to play. Such great stuff from the KLOS house band who are bound now in Europe, traveling around playing a bunch of shows. That is Coming Home. Do you want to give away some money?
Let's do it.
All right.
$5,200.
Name game.
$5,200.
Yep.
Dang.
We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the name game. Good luck.
Good luck unto you. Dial now. Steal from us. Take our money.
You're not stealing it, technically.
Steal it! Steal it!
Give it away.
I prefer they steal it because it's more fun.
$5,200. KLOS, what's your name?
Dina Crowley.
Dina, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
All right. Hopefully I got it.
You get to play the KLOS name game for $5,200. As you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Dina, have you been playing along in the discomfort of your own home?
I have.
Nice. All right. Well, the last couple of guesses were Pink Panther and Garfield. Those were wrong. So for $5,200, what do you think it is?
Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog is a good guess.
That was a good theme song, too, if I remember right.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
But as far as the contest goes...
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, dang it.
It's not Deputy Dog.
Hey, language, Dina. My goodness.
$5,300 in the 5 o'clock hour.
Talking Heads Burning Down the House. That is your 80s video of the day assignment.
You can station.
Find direct link to it on the First Wave Facebook page. What did you say?
Nothing.
No, okay. That's a great video. I love it.
Let's play it.
Yeah! Let's give away some cash right now.
$5,300. 818-955-KLOS. We will take KLOS. We will take caller 25.
Now, win some money from us. Do it. The name game. The name
game. $5,300. KLOS, who is this?
Gillette.
Gillette! Gillette. Time to play!
You are caller 25.
Hey, hey. Awesome.
Well done. For $5,300, we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Gillette, whatever you do, don't say Deputy Dog or Pink Panther. Those were our last two guesses, and they were wrong! So for all that cash, what is it? How much?
$5,300.
Dang, what do you think it is?
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound is your guess.
Were you a fan as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
I got a buzzer on it.
That is incorrect.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Gillette. Yeah, keep trying. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, 8 a.m.
$5,400.
John Lennon, on his first major LSD trip, was taken to the roof by a concerned producer, George Martin, on this day in rock in 1967 to get some fresh air. When Paul McCartney and George Harrison realized what had happened, they ran up to the roof and brought John back down. Iggy Pop and David Bowie were arrested after a show in Rochester, New York, on this day in rock in 1976 for marijuana possession. Their hearing took place on April 20th. The last Pink Floyd album with Roger Waters on board, The Final Cut, was released in the UK on this day in rock in 1983.